To be fountains through which Jesus can flow. We are to be fountains through which Jesus can flow. And I'm basing this teaching tonight in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 14 of chapter 4. And verse 14, and we all know this story very well about the woman at the well. And Jesus said here in verse 14, "But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become to him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." And we note here, Jesus says, whosoever drinks of this water. So here again are these signs and indications that Jesus was revealing that these waters would be for anyone, not just for the Jews, Israel, but for the world. So again, this is pointing out in the future of what Jesus was soon to accomplish. So tonight we're calling our teaching, "We are to be fountains through which Jesus can flow." And note the title, what it says. We are to be those fountains of which not we flow through, or our personality, or our ideas, or what we think. It is the life of Christ, the life found in the Godhead, to flow in and through each one of us. That is what is to be seen. That is why the nature of the Christian walk is, as John the Baptist said, when he saw him and saw the Lamb of God, he said, "I decrease, that he increases." And that is always the principle laid out for the Christian walk. For a disciple of Christ, that we decrease, that the life of Christ in us increases. And when we grasp that and embrace that and settle that in our lives, we will begin to understand what he's referring to here of these fountains of living water. There is one that lives today and lives forever, and his name is Jesus. And he is the one that we yield over to so that his life can live and breathe and move and walk and live through each of us. That is how we're to walk, brothers and sisters. And that is why the Holy Spirit is absolutely vital, for he has come to emulate that life in and through us. He is greater and stronger than our flesh and all the weaknesses of our life. Praise God. Now, the water here spoken is an overflowing fountain. That's the idea of what it means here. It's meaning to be continued to be filled. And that, of course, is why we teach the deeper life, because the baptism of the Spirit is a continual filling. It is a going on. It doesn't dry out, this fountain. That is the idea of it. And let us turn quickly to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to look at verses 18 and 19 of Ephesians 5. Let's get to this. Ephesians 5, verses 18 and 19. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and so on. They are completely opposite to those living fountains of water gushing, coming forth from us. Sorry, I've made Galatians there. I'm so sorry. But that was, I think, quite applicable, actually. I mean, Ephesians chapter 5, 18, 19. I'm so sorry for that. 18, 19 of Ephesians. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Remember our teaching that we had on Sunday, how that we are to be thankful, praising God, thankful for everything, to give in and that thanks. Well, here we get an indication of this, how important that this is. And he says that we're not to be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit of God. And of course, this means that we go on being filled as we walk daily with the Lord, as we yield over to the Spirit, as we commit our day before Him, seeking Him, so He can work in and through us. And we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So those living waters are reaching out, encouraging one another, giving life to one another, touching each other. That is why our fellowship is so important, because we encourage, we build one another up in the faith. Our fellowship, our unity in the oneness of the Godhead is vital, because we are touched by those rivers of living water that should be coming out of each of us to encourage our brother and sister. That's what we see here. And verse 19 shows us that this is a sign of being filled. When you come encouraging one another, when you come ready to give in a meeting, that is a sign those living waters are living in and through you. That's what it should be about. It's a sign you're being filled each day. And this is going to flow out of you as is being generously given to you. So as He generously gives to us of His Spirit, so we likewise generously give out. As I've always said, you can never outgive God if you are led by the Holy Spirit in how He leads you. You can never outgive Him. And brothers and sisters, this is great help and encouragement to us in the faith. It is vital, it's spiritually healthy to see the life of Christ flowing through you, reaching out, touching lives, touching this dead world. And he's there. He's in us, in his fullness in us. The problem is we hold back. We hold back in fear, or we hold back in unbelief, or we hold back because our consecration isn't as it should be before the Lord. These can be the problems, can't they? But it will flow out of you as he's been so generous in giving to you and I. You see, if his life is not springing up as it should, then you are to blame. Nobody else. If his life is not springing up through you, through me, there's nobody else to blame except yourself. And I think that this is so important. This keeps us moving forward with Almighty God. We know that there are times when we can go through trials, or there are times when it seems very dry and very barren. There the times that we go through, but nevertheless, it doesn't alter, it doesn't change the fact that those fountains of living water flow through you and I. But if we find that nothing is happening, if we find that you're often down and depressed and very little joy is coming through you, then something is obstructing these waters from coming through. That's why we're to be focused totally on him. Let's look at John 7 verse 38. Back to the Gospel of John. John chapter 7 and verse 38, which says, "He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Again, he reiterates this. He's showing how important this is. This is how the world sees. This is how the world knows that you are different from the world, that you don't walk like the world does. They see these living waters coming forth from you. We are in effect to be those living fountains. You see, water is vital in dry lands. And I believe we live in a spiritual drought throughout the world. It is appalling, the conditions, and they're getting worse and worse and worse. So much of Christendom, sadly, is declining through this liberal gospel that we have today. Compromise, compromising on the word, compromising in the faith, and so on. So we find that there's not this living water that challenges these dry lands. Yet some of us are like the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea has been like that for many, many centuries through judgment. Something interesting I received today in my email, that signs of living waters are starting to be seen in the Dead Sea. Isn't that interesting? Are we seeing the fulfillment of prophecy in Ezekiel 47? I raise that question. These again are all the signs of the end time that we are getting near for the coming of the Lord, but they are the reports that are being said. You see, some are always receiving, but are never giving. You see, brothers and sisters, God gives us the word, And we're very blessed in Full Gospel Assembly with the Word. We're generally given the Word twice a week. The question is, what are we doing with this Word? Are we allowing this Word to flow through us, to give us life? Is it coming forth as living waters, or are you just always receiving but never giving out? And the reason you're not giving out is because your relationship with Jesus is not matching up with that which you're hearing. You see, what you're hearing tonight should compel you, should move within you to seek to walk in that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If it's not doing that, then there's something wrong with your hearing. Something isn't right. Maybe the relationship is not right with the Lord. Or maybe you've got wrong relationships with people or brothers and sisters in the house of God. There can be many hindrances that can be blocking that channel. And only you can be honest before Almighty God, so that whatever hindrances are there are cleared, so that these living waters, these fountains, which we are, we may gush forth this living water, the life of Christ for this dying world. That's the whole point. You see, blessings are to be poured out on us. You have been saved to be a blessing, not a curse, not a problem, not a burden. You have been saved to be a blessing in this world of darkness. You've been saved to have a living relationship with Almighty God. If that isn't a blessing, then I don't know what is. But how many Christians are a blessing in this world? That is the question. Maybe you need to raise that question. Lord, am I a blessing in this world? Maybe we need to ask God that, and He will show you. Because the life that lives in you is a blessing, because that is the life of Jesus Christ. But blessings are to be poured out of us. That's why, is there anything that's hindering our faith? See, God wants, in many ways, a steady flow, flowing out of us, not just sudden gushes now and again when you feel happy or when you've just been blessed and things have gone your way. The trouble is, the flow of this fountain at times isn't always the same. Many times the pressure is low. We know that particularly through the summer. You can turn on the tap sometimes when it's a very hot day and a lot of people are watering the garden, and you find that the pressure can be very low. Well, take that over to the spiritual. Is that your life? Or is it a steady flow each day reaching out into the desert? The highways, the byways, whatever it would be. That's what it should be, brothers and sisters. But is anything hindering us, hindering our faith? You see, this water has got to revive deadness. This water's got to deal with dryness. That which is barren and desolate. Because that is the vision, that is the imagery of what is happening and will happen in the last days. We see the valley of the dry bones. Again, it speaks of a dryness, a barrenness. But life is coming to those bones as flesh is being put on. We see dryness spiritually. There's a dryness in the church, the confessing church that calls itself Christian. Everywhere there's a famine. There's a famine of hearing the word of God. We see these spiritual conditions. You have been given life. You are those fountains of living water. You say to me, well, I'm just one in a millions and millions. Never limit God. Don't make the mistake that Moses made and other prophets made. Here am I, use me. I'm available. I have that living water through coming through me. I have Jesus in me. That's all he needs. That's all he wants. That's all he needs to hear. And the power of Almighty God, the life of Christ in you, will do the rest. It's not up to you. It's what he does as we yield ourselves over to him. And you will find that he will lead you and guide you and take you into places, move you along people. You'll find yourself praying about certain things and so on. Yes, it might be small, but God looks for faithfulness, commitment. That's what he's looking for. We know that much is coming in the future for the overcomers. We've been given tremendous insight and visions of the end times. But we're in the school of training. We are being molded. We are being trained as soldiers. And we know, of course, this has gone on much, much longer than we ever thought. But God doesn't make any mistake. We are work in progress. And we will be until he comes and he calls us away, snatches us away unto himself. But you know, if you're steadfast, you're faithful, you will see the life in you affecting others. And that's what he wants to do. You have been given a life, which is a gift of God. You have been saved for a purpose. We are here in the 20th century. For a reason, for a purpose. We all of us have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We all are all receiving an end time message of faith and deeper life. It is all for a purpose and a reason. And never forget that your salvation, your calling from the foundation of the world is for one purpose, to glorify God. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. You are for the glory of God. Therefore, he is going to put through you everything and more that is going to reach out and touch this dying world. We need to put away all those hindrances that try and stop this life from flowing out of us. Those fountains of living water. That is why it can only be the life of Christ reaching out of us that will ever do anything, will ever change, will be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. But we still got this idea that it's still me, I, that have to do this. It's what I am to achieve. And this is why it takes a lifetime to yield to this, to understand this, to experience this, you see. I know when I go to India, there's a different anointing on me when I'm there. Much different from when I'm pastoring and ministering like I'm doing tonight. But one thing I'm very, very aware of is that everything he's calling me to do out there is in my weakness. I can't do it. It's not possible. But it's like you're carried along. Something within you carries you along, moves you forward, and moves you into situations, moves you to the right people in the right time and the right way. Something moves within you to say the words which you don't know what you're going to say. That is those waters, those fountains of living water coming forth, gushing forth. But you have to be aware of that. You have to experience those waters to know the difference of the spirit and self and flesh trying to do it. And that's why sometimes he allows us to fall on our face, where it seems as though things have gone wrong. If things have gone wrong in your life, there's a clear reason for that, because flesh still wants to do it its way. But one day we learn. One day we find ourselves totally yielding, giving up anything of self, so that then those living waters can begin to take over, which is the life of Christ. That is how we walk, and that is how he's training you and me. And we will not see the greater works, we will not see the fulfillment of this, till we grasp this, till this drops from our head to our hearts. We sometimes feel when we get up, oh, I don't feel too well today, or oh, I don't feel very spiritual, or I feel really dry and barren and so forth. Well, maybe in your flesh you do, but that doesn't affect you as a fountain. Whatever the conditions, that fountain is still giving out water, whether it's spring, winter, autumn, or summer. It's not affected by seasons. It's not affected by weather conditions. This fountain is supernatural. It can't be destroyed. And that's what is placed in you and I. And it is that that is going to touch the world. That is where your ministries are. That is where everything you say and do is connected with that living water. You are those fountains. But you can decide with your walk with God whether you're going to allow a blockage to continue, or you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to unblock so that it comes forth, which is to do. Because it's all there. The fullness of God is there, the baptism of the Spirit is there, everything that he's done. When Jesus said it's done, it's finished, that's exactly what he meant. Stop praying for more and more and more. That's why God has given us the deeper life in the Spirit, and and with that, it's very much in nature about deliverance. Because it's removing the hindrances to what you already have. Not what you're going to have. You have him now. You have him in fullness. You have those rivers of living water. The obstacles are you and I. But praise God in his mercy and grace. He's long-suffering. He's gentle. He's merciful. However, we've also got to take on board that he has said, my spirit will not always strive with man. So we have a responsibility of seeking him in these areas, because you are being prepared for a greater work. You are being prepared for the future. And we mustn't lose sight of that, because without a vision, my people perish. So we need to look up, we need to look away from those hindrances that still try to keep us earthbound, Oh, and many, many times it's families that try to do this. We're still hindered by our families. We need the Holy Spirit to balance us. We can still be hindered by those fears, those areas of unbelief. Yes, but what if? Or we're listening to wrong reports, or whatever it would be. You don't want to listen to man's report. You do not want to listen to the medical report. You don't want to listen to the politicians. There's so many of these voices speaking out, and we can still be sucked in and seduced by it. There's only one report we listen to, and that is the Lord's, and it's found in His Word. These again can be blockages in your lives, why the fullness is not flowing in and through each one of us. Doesn't take much, because the Holy Spirit, He is gentle, He's like a dove. So there's a lot that times we need to renounce, we need to get rid of, we need to bring before God and bring it under the blood of the Lamb, so that we are fountains each day as we get up, water gushing forth, giving life, reaching the parched places, so that you and I should be a blessing. That's what we're saved for. It is to be a blessing, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Father, again tonight we thank you for this exhortation. Nothing new in many ways, and yet it's a word in season, what we need to hear. Father, it seems at times there's so many hindrances. There's so much that wants to take our time and our energy and rob us. There are times, Lord, that we just let the enemy do it because we feel fed up or nothing's happening and so on. Father, help us to rise above these things, to walk as the scriptures show us, by faith and not by sight. We are, each of us, these fountains of living water. And that means, Father, that we are to be outward looking. Maybe the hindrances to some of us is we're still so inward looking. Looking at me, myself, my problems, my needs, my wants, my. That will block quicker than anything. Father, in your mercy, free us from these things that still put self first, instead of the cross which we are to take up daily and follow you.
Jesus is security, and Jesus is the one, brighter by far than any sun. Who overcame the enemy, who fought and won the victory. Cradled in